Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Okay. Is it time? Did you find that piece of copy you needed?
Not yet. I'm going to send it over here in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to look for it right now.
I need you to be, don't you want to be part of the combo? What if something comes up about ass fucking?
I got that.
I don't know, man. Seems like he might have that.
Well, it does seem like he's doing it considerably more than I am.
That's are we rolling yet? Because this all stays
we
in.
Are, we
okay,
are
great.
Rolling,
it's
yeah.
The secret show, the first one back. I'm sure everyone wants to talk about their wangs and
what?
Their hell holes and all their stuff.
Hell holes?
Yeah.
What's a hell hole?
It's an ass. It's a, you know, put in the hell hole. You don't want to go in there.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like your attitude at all.
So we are doing a secret show. Vinny and I and Alex Aho, we're all in the studio, but Bryn is on a boat in the Caribbean. Oh, if only there was something that you could tell us about. Like, have you gotten laid at sea?
Oh, no.
Why not? I'm sure your daughter was asleep.
Oh, you're hilarious.
I know. What is the cabin like on the boat?
Oh, it's great. I have a
are you in a fancy, like, upgraded cabin, though? Like,
It's a standard one that I usually have. It's nice. Anita always chooses very nice things. So this time they did give us one of the very nice rooms, spacious. It has multiple beds that you can pull out and a balcony, which is important because, all the rooms have balconies.
Oh, they just have a window?
Yeah, some just have that circular window. Some have no windows.
Like a porthole window is all they give you?
It's like you can imagine the big ship. The perimeter will all have windows, but there are rooms in the center between the perimeter.
Well, I'd guess that many people feel like they're only there to sleep, right? They go explore all day.
Right.
They're gone from their room the whole time.
I'm a room hanger, though. If I like my room, I like hanging in a room.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. There's nothing
cool they have Lightyear on the ship. So
they have
there's a movie theater. Lightyear. They're showing Lightyear.
Oh, of course they are.
Are there a bunch of theaters?
So have you seen it yet?
I have not. I watched
Go see it. You'll like it.
Yesterday. Yeah, I think so. I wonder if it's... Can Cameron watch that?
It's not scary. So I think that she can. Well, how old's Cameron compared to Edie?
She's 4. She's turning 5 soon.
Yeah, Edie saw it. Okay. She doesn't understand it, but nothing scared her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think. Stories,
yeah, she'll. I'm sure it's right up that same alley. It's a Pixar movie.
I think the thing that, if anything, scared her, it's the volume in a movie theater.
Oh, right.
You know, that can get loud. And you know what's actually, she's more scared when they do the 3D? Coming attractions.
Oh, wow.
They're louder, apparently, for some reason, than the actual movie is. So that was really loud, and she was sort of like,
ads.
Yeah.
They always make ads louder.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, pay attention. Yeah. I've heard that about our app, too, that sometimes the ads come slamming in.
I just heard that now people have to sign up to be part of Odyssey's, like, you have to sign up.
Oh, where before we could just hit the app?
You could just use the app. Now they want your info.
Well, doesn't everybody want your info?
Yes, they
do.
What
I do know is that there's an Odyssey 2.0. So, like, we've
that rolled out?
And they're, yes.
Let me take a
look. Oh, then that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, so they probably have more functions and better ways to discover shows such as ours too. So we're putting together a lot of clips for every single day of our show.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Special. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like a lot of work for you.
Oh no, it's more work for Alex.
Alex. Ha ha.
Hey.
Yeah. Alex is preparing his 2 weeks notice.
Please do not leave. Oh my God.
Oh, he loves it there.
I'm enjoying it.
You have to stay until. At least Nikki decides that she doesn't like her new job. Until she's fed up with whatever her new job is. And
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Not to be mentioned.
Never leave. Odyssey would like to find and connect devices on your local network. Nah. Oh, yeah. Create account.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I have an account on every other app. Why wouldn't I?
It's way more personalized that way, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. You say so.
I believe you.
I do.
Well, listen, we work for Odyssey. So we are down with whatever the powers that be have decided is best for us. We understand that we don't know what's best
for us. I bleed orange.
I bleed purple.
And purple.
Oh.
That's right.
We both bleed. We
didn't get rid of that purple. We're purple and orange.
Oh. Are we purple and orange? Hold on.
Did we get rid of the purple? What's going on?
We got rid of the
purple. Was Entercom.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I thought it was. I actually thought it was an orange A on a purple background. I was mistaken.
Look, I have socks. I have Odyssey socks, and they're purple and orange.
No, they're not. Wait,
yeah,
you have Odyssey socks?
Why do you have Odyssey socks? That's
Is that like a bonus?
Yeah, you know, I do so well here.
How do we earn those?
Odyssey headphones.
I would like to earn my. Socks.
Let me show you some. My hard drive, you know, I have sound bites.
Yeah, yeah.
My buttons.
Yeah.
My hard drive container is this right here. You see that? Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a little zip pouch, too?
A little zipper
container. That's incredible.
Container.
What else did you get from Odyssey?
Swag, man.
I guess we need to go to more meetings, Vin.
Get out of here. What are you talking
good
about?
Stuff. I mean, you want the Odyssey swag, you got to go to the meetings.
I'll make sure to request that from Stacy. Hey, we need more meetings.
Well,
please.
Don't worry. You got one this week on Wednesday.
We do?
Oh, man, I won't be here.
Oh, that's... You're lucky. You're
She's
unlucky.
I got that
I
forwarded
to
me, and I was like, you're telling me, because we were on vacation and would have missed the end of the month meeting, they've decided to reschedule till... The week we get back.
I have an idea. We cut this whole section out and we pretend we didn't get the email. We didn't know about the meeting.
I don't care what we do. Let's do the show.
That sounds reasonable.
Have we started yet?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, we're fully doing the show.
Let's get to it then.
Just so everyone knows, you got to sign up for the new Odyssey app.
We do have some spots to cut too. So.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about big penises. There's a show in the works about men with enormous genitals. And, you know, I can't even tell you. I've never met a guy who wasn't like, I could use another inch. You know, everybody wants the biggest dick.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
They're actually saying this is a show that explores whether that is a blessing or a curse. It's a documentary. It's in England, which means you might have to get that. Like, do you ever watch stuff on BritBox? I'm not sure if they.
I don't.
I watch a lot on there. It's a documentary, but they're casting for it. So, you know, they're casting their wide net, hoping to catch some big dicks. It's called Too Large for Love, and it's about guys who are just seriously packing. So the show discusses the hidden problems of living with a very large penis, how it affects all aspects of your life. Of course, your sex life, but other things too, even getting dressed.
Too large for love, though. So they're, by that, I'm getting that they can't seem to settle down. Like, this thing.
Is that what you're getting?
Well, I don't know. Is that what they're, isn't it?
No, it's too big to fit in there. Nobody wants to be ramrodded.
Oh, I was thinking that they're like, there's what they're trying to say is this thing.
It's just so excellent to fuck a different girl every day that with giant wiener.
That they find themselves, what is it, addicted to sex?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking is that makes them hyper aware and more. They feel like they have to plow everything they see.
Mm.
You know what that chick needs? This thing.
This thing right here, yeah.
Beer can.
You know, the one guy that was outrageously huge that I was ever with, and it was ridiculous. It actually was really difficult for him to keep it up because I just think that the amount of blood it takes to.
Well, don't worry. Now he's chomping Viagra and it's up.
You know, I'll bet he does.
He probably doesn't let it ever get down.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a weird dude. Good looking. I liked him. No teeth. He had all his teeth knocked out in a hockey accident.
Oh, the hockey player.
All these hockey players up north. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he had finally he got these false teeth in and he started smiling. I'm like, oh man, you're so much better looking. All right, let's have a look at that thing. Pull that snake out.
You fucked him.
I tried. I'm telling you, he was.
What do you mean?
And he was bummed too. Like, we were getting busy and doing some stuff. And
you give him head?
I gave him all the stuff. We tried
all
the things.
So you sucked that thing.
Oh, I was going crazy trying to get it hard. He was like, it would get hard and then And then he started getting madder and madder. Like, it would keep, failing him. Like, we'd get it to a point, and I'd try to...
This is all in one session.
Yeah, one session. Like, he was trying to... It's problematic for him in general. It was just... It was enormous. Enormous.
How big? 10?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I mean, I was so much younger. Maybe it's grown in my mind. It was big. I mean, it was like...
Well, 10 is...
Gigantic.
Porn.
Massive.
Yes, but it could have been like a big fat 8. I don't think so, though. I really feel like it was bigger. It was really noticeably bigger.
8 is within a range, though, that's, I would say, is fairly normal. I'm not saying that that's not big.
It's definitely a generous wiener, right? But it's not, you're not going, holy,
but it's within a range. Like, a 10? Now you're talking almost double what the average guy is walking around with.
It was super fat, too. So the thing was, like, we'd try to get it to a point where I could, like, try it. Now I'm trying to work it in, you know?
Oh, into your vagina.
Right.
Uh-huh. And are you on top?
We tried it in several different ways because we'd have to work to get it rigid.
Okay, what I don't get, so you're the first woman this man was with?
Oh, no.
Well, then what's his fucking problem?
He's obviously very disappointed in his penis because he got mad. I don't even think we ever really finished that sesh. It was just like...
Well, I think that maybe that's just his out of embarrassment. That's how he manages that embarrassed feeling, like by being mad.
Well, he definitely wasn't mad at me.
You can't be the only one that's ever gotten this thing and couldn't make it work, right?
Right.
So this must happen to him.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it happens all the time.
That's just the physical part of it. But because he's so frustrated,
then it becomes a mental thing. Yes. I think it's just sheer amount of blood that it takes. When you think about the blood that's going through your system and how much blood, some dudes will say that they feel lightheaded when their penis is, they're not thinking anymore because their penis has stolen all their blood out of their brain. And then, now you've got a gallon jug or a half gallon of milk.
And they're all
size carton.
Oh, man.
And they pass out. They get hard and they pass out because they can't think anymore. Well, it takes a lot of blood. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Why are you laughing, Alex? Anything relatable in this story that you'd like to discuss after all the things we found out about you last week?
Yeah, nothing too relatable to being massive, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I bet your wife wouldn't let you in her hellhole if you were... massive.
I feel like I'm pretty, average. I'm grateful, for what I got, and so.
As everyone should be,
exactly,
right? I mean,
yeah,
I thank God you even have one.
I could be in a worse situation. I feel like.
Oh, you definitely could. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's some really sad stories out there.
Yes.
Really sad. Really.
I feel like
sad.
If you let Alex I'm not kidding, do it, he'll just keep dropping bombs.
I know.
Alex is a bomb dropper on the show.
I know. There's been so many really surprising things.
Well, that was it. The fact that him and his wife partake in all kinds of enjoyable
on the regular. Yeah.
But the fact that it's regularly being done, that's
surprising.
He's like, that's
I'd
surprising.
Say most of the time.
Yeah.
what? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
It could be just me, sometimes people have different perspectives, so.
No. Let me just explain something to you. I've been with Christina this month. I've been with Christina 13 years.
Yeah.
I'd say we've done anal, if we've done it 10 times, that's an exaggeration.
You think more like 3 to 7 times.
I would say 5 to 7 times is probably the number of times we've done that.
Over
now, I'm not talking about
years.
I'm not talking about, a little butt play. I'm talking about anal, like dick and asshole fucking. Probably 7 times.
So how
in
many,
13
how
years.
Long would it take you to get to 7 times? Like over our vacation. Did you fuck her ass 7 times?
No. I did not. No.
How many times would you say?
It was 0. So
is she out of town?
No.
She's out of town.
No, it's
does
not.
Does she have
no.
a hemorrhoid?
I've been,
Don't say that.
There could be reasons. There's
no,
plenty
no,
of reasons
no, I've,
not
I've
to
been
fucking
just,
ass.
Easing, trying to enjoy all, after our conversations, I was like, let's actually kind of branch out and try to enjoy
her vagina.
Everything. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So
in the olden days, would you do it 7 times a month?
In the olden days.
Before we got to you?
Heard your story and ruined everything.
Yeah.
I don't really know
if
I could put...
Are you saying that Sarah and Vinny made you shy away from the other door?
So our job is done.
No, it's not shy
away. We're done.
Away.
That's going to be the end of this show.
It's just...
out of time.
Yeah, no, it's not shy away. I just thought, let's try some different... It made me... I'm a little more introspective now. Yeah.
Oh.
So. It's actually, yes, the all secret right. show is actually helping.
Yeah,
oh, look at you go.
But she still doesn't know about the hooker.
I actually told her about the hooker.
What'd she say? Oh my God, tell us everything. What happened?
It was not a big deal. Yeah. Like, I knew it wouldn't be, but it was one of those things
where... You didn't want to have any secrets.
Exactly.
You didn't want her to hear it elsewhere.
Exactly.
And then be
like, I mean, it was eventually probably going to happen, you know? So I was like, let's just talk about it and get it out there, you know? Plus, you know, they were, I think she knows about Aho, and she was wondering about that. So there was a, you know, it was like a domino effect. Like, okay, we got it. She was not... Yeah, I was trying to tell her about the Aho thing with leaving that out, and it didn't make sense to her.
Because hoes. Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to her, so right. I had to kind of explain the whole situation, so.
Sit down, dear. On that ass you're probably not going to present to me for a little while. I'll just take a break from it. It's fine.
No, I'm just, so to actually answer the question, though, honestly, so you'd say... At least 7 times a year.
Yeah.
What would you say?
At least 7
month?
Times
How many
a year.
Times a month normally?
A month normally.
When you were like on a roll with
See,
anal.
Here's the hard part is I feel like I attempt to do it very often.
Uh-huh.
And I think the problem is though, like I think I've mentioned before, I'm fairly busy. We're both fairly busy. So it's hard to cut. If we were doing it more, it could be less. I think it's just... You know.
Would you say you do anal at least once a month, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
well, there you go.
That's 12 times a year. And how long have you guys been together?
Hey, while you do this math, I'm going to cut out. Alex, can you turn my pot down? I'm going to go ahead and do an interview real quick.
Okay,
okay?
Sounds
oh,
good.
You go, oh, you go. Be on your best behavior, Mr. Cool.
God forbid you're on the show that pays the bills around here. Yeah. All right, good.
Okay,
right,
so.
Hey, turn me off.
Okay, goodbye. So 12 times a year for how many years?
Oh, no, we're talking 12 is like the lightest
right,
number.
The
okay.
lightest number. Once, at least once a month, every month for?
It's been about 4 years.
Four years. So that is, he's done her in the ass about 50 times.
If that's the number that we're
if that's the number.
Actually on.
Probably
which
more
I,
like.
I think it's more like 3 times or 5 times that.
Do you? You think it's
oh,
like,
yeah.
So you think 3 times a month.
Look, I do think, this is what I think.
Okay.
I think that we have... Anyone who's come up with modern porn sees that as a regular part of sex. And I didn't know about it. I have to be honest. I didn't, like, I'm the older brother in my house. So I didn't have anybody to corrupt me or show me what porn was or, you know, I saw my dad's Playboys
well,
and I
was
saw
no internet either.
My dad, my uncle had Easy Rider, which was a motorcycle magazine. They'd show tits. Mm-hmm. And normally they were really bad tits, too. like old lady biker chicks
Hot.
Who'd lift up their, you know, leather vests and you'd be like, oh, but I still looked because I was, you know, 11 and what are you going to do? Anyway, I didn't know about anything because I wasn't exposed to it. But right. if you're growing up seeing anal and porn every single time you look at a video, I do think it becomes like, well, you do this, then you do this.
What's the big deal?
And I don't know if that's where you think you got it from, but I would guess that's where you got it from.
Yeah, I would say that's it. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely...
Porn.
Yeah, I think
hey,
so.
Hey, I saw this thing in a porno. Can
well,
we try it?
Yeah, you have that. You got your friends, you know. You got a lot of things that, and then you're, especially when you're just learning everything, you kind of want to try as much as you can, you know.
On Friday, me and John had a few
oh,
of our...
Oh, this is
going to
be
no,
good.
No, it's not a sex thing. Well, I mean, it is, but we weren't having sex. So me and John had a bunch of our friends over, and we're all in our 50s, and we got into a really, like... A really deep conversation about when did ass play become what it is now. Like, I mean, I never even knew about that. Like, I never even knew that that was an option. I didn't know. Oh, well, except for Jimmy Casella. Maybe I shouldn't take it. You should maybe take his name.
Why?
That guy who gave me a choice between getting my ass fucked or sucking his dick. Remember
and
that
you
story?
Chose, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, leave him in.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability.
the all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
What's it?
All right, what do I care?
Yeah, sure. That's what he did.
He did do that. So.
Right.
But he's, you know, that was the only time, and I was pretty young when that happened. Like maybe 15.
I didn't know about it. And you say you talked to your friends? I didn't know about it. And yeah. I talked to my friends.
Never heard about it.
I never heard about it. I never thought to do it. And the first time...
It's the availability of porn.
The first time any... And I didn't have a computer until... When did we move here?
97.
So that's when I started looking at porn, like, you know, widely. But I had a girlfriend who was hot. I loved her. I wanted to do her all the ways. But I didn't... So there was one time I'm on top of her boning her, and she reaches around. She's got her hands on my ass, and she's pulling me in, and then she goes to finger my butt, and I hit the fucking ceiling.
Well, yeah.
Because I didn't know
no
what the...
Wants that.
I was like, what are you doing? And I just didn't know. Now I would be like, yeah, do that. That sounds great. I'm down. But then I just couldn't deal. So she was someone, even though we were exact same age, who'd had... a ton more experiences and was trying to get me up to her speed, and I was not there. I was
way
behind. How nice,
though, that she was trying to bring you up to speed.
Well, I think she was trying to expand our, you know, menu
sure.
items, and I was like...
Didn't you, like, ask for that later? And she's like, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't do that anymore.
No. That was someone when we moved here.
Oh, okay.
That girl told me to, she was on top of me. She was boning me well. And then, and she was like, I'm going to come stick your finger in my ass. And I was like, okay.
Let's do it.
And then after the fact, and I came right then, right as soon as she said that, I came. Like,
that's just too hot. I'm going to blow.
So that was that. But. It was later when I was like, yeah, let's do that again. And she was like, I don't want to do that. I did that because I knew it would do what it did, which was make you come.
End the session. Chicks, we're so great.
Yeah, you're great.
All right. Speaking of ending the session, this one's done.
What?
Yeah. It's look at the time.
Look at the time.
It's got to be turned around. Thank you for listening. I had that whole story about
the guy.
You
didn't even do the giant dick story.
I know. Well, I told you about the documentary.
You told me about your partner. No, you didn't tell us about anything.
I did. I told you about it. It's a... Oh, right. It's going to be an English documentary, and it's called Too Large for Love.
Yeah, And then I said, love, like, you know,
look,
like,
I told you everything in the story. Discuss the hidden problems of living with a very large penis.
What do they call very large?
Well,
what are the dimensions? What are they saying?
They're not doing dimensions here. So I looked up the guy with the world record for that, and it's that guy you've heard
it's
of, Jonah.
Yeah, somebody. That guy.
Jonah Falcon. He's 13 and a half inches hard. He's not a great looking dude, but he claims to have boned like all these A-list celebrities. I'm looking at this picture of him, and like there's so much happening in the crotch of his pants. One time oh my God, it literally looks like he's got a bunch of bananas in there, like a bunch of them. They're going all which directions. He was stopped at a TSA screening thing, and they pull him out. They're like, what is going on down your pants? And he's like, well, that's my
right
thing. And they made him, you know, take it out. And,
don't
and I guess
make me show you.
Now he does. He says everybody knows that he's got this giant penis because he's pretty
just put it out
for
there
us,
right
for it. And he's so sick of showing it to people. People want to measure it in front of him. So he just gives them a picture. He has pictures of it. He's like, fuck it. I can't do it anymore.
Well,
poor thing.
He's done this to himself. He could have, you know, kept his yap shut.
He could have. But would you?
No, and that's what I'm saying. I think these guys, that's why I interpreted the title of that story to be, these guys don't end up in long-term relationships. They end up fucking ruining them. Because they find themselves with feeling like they've got a gift they need to share.
He says it's actually ruining his chances of being an actor. It could be your face, too.
Yeah, there's that.
But, I mean, maybe look at this face.
I've seen his face.
Maybe, but look at this picture. Maybe this face is keeping him from getting acting gigs. I don't know.
Well, look.
Maybe this face. Hold on. That face.
There's plenty of butt ugly people in movies.
That's
so
true.
That's not true.
Come look at this crotch. You gotta look at
I
this.
I don't need to see
it's
it.
Just it's like so bulbously filled with things.
Oh,
it's
I can't
like
see
all the,
what's going on there at all.
Well, no one can. It's just like it seems wrong. Seems like there's something going on there. Anyway, that was all I wanted to talk about. Now we did, and I can delete those. Okay, so we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Oh, for God's sakes.
The end.